I didn't grow up with money, but I hit the lottery because I had my mom. She thought I could do anything, like become a waitress, a home health aide, and a nurse. Since she's passed, I find myself still thinking, what would mom say? What would she say if she knew I ran COVID testing at one of the hardest hit hospitals in the country? And what would she say if she knew the President of the United States,
Erica, can you hear me?
Wanted to hear about it.
Understand your mom was ill? You took care of your mom?
For many, many, many years, I actually didn't have her here with me because I know she's present, but I have a photo of her behind us. But
I can see her.
My mom, yes.
I can see her. But I sometimes find myself saying, Mom, what should I do?
I still do.
What do you think is the most important thing that I should be doing with regard to COVID right now?
It's what's on the front of my mind that would make me the proudest right now is to see that everyone who wants a vaccine is able to get one.
We've gone out and we've now signed contracts for 600 million doses by the middle of the summer. Tell me what you do at the hospital. Do you have any mass vaccination capacity?
Well, I'm very proud to say that we're able to vaccinate the community, hundreds and hundreds of people a day. We've vaccinated now, I think about 10,000 people. You know, it might seem like a small task, but
it's a big task. Gigantic.
We really want the president to make sure that we have the resources we need to keep this horrible disease contained.
I've asked the Congress to pass this thing called the American Rescue Plan, which puts $160 billion to help you and other frontline workers to make sure you have the supplies, the testing equipment, the vaccines, the ability to distribute the vaccines quickly, and also provided $350 billion for emergency funding to state and locals.
The proudest moment was working as a team here. The teamwork that we have now is so incredible.
We've never failed at getting anything important done in America when we've done it together. People are starting to come together now. And I hope if you're ever going to be down in Washington way, I mean this sincerely now, let us know. I'd love to see you in the White House.
Wow, thank you so much.
That's just a flat invitation. You're doing God's work. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day.
All right, thank you.